Well, that was all right.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Look at this.
Stay 4 days.
Well, I'm upset, but we'll make the most of it.
Helen, you pack my travel, Jim?
Yes. Oh, your father bought an exercise device off television. He does it every morning at 4.
Only 25 minutes a day, and you can attach it to any doorknob.
Yeah. So I guess your travel miles are about to expire.
Well, actually, Jerry, we wanted to talk to you about something.
Am I finally getting a baby brother?
Jerry, you serious?
How would you feel if we sold the Cadillac?
What? The Cadillac I bought for you?
It's so much car, Jerry.
Oh, come on. You love that car. What, the North Star system?
I don't think we even use it.
Well, it's a gift, and I want you to keep it.
We already sold it.
Well, why didn't you tell me before you sold it?
Because we had a buy, and we couldn't get a free flat until now.
Well, we could, but we wanted the bulkhead.
Oh.
Man, that Emily's wearing me out.
Kramer.
No. It's not the sex, Jerry.
Hey, Seinfeld.
Hey, Kramer.
We're in the middle of a discussion here.
What about?
Jerry's upset. We sold the Cadillac.
What'd you get for it?
Jack Klompas gave us $6,000.
You sold my Cadillac to Jack Klompas?
And we want you to have the money.
I don't need the money.
What are you talking about? You had a check bounce at the bodega.
Oh, is that what this is all about? I bounced a check and you sold a Cadillac?
Well, also, Jerry, we read an article in the Sun Sentinel. It says that stand-up comedy is not what it used to be, what with Def Jam and all.
Yeah, that Def Jam is a force.
Jerry, you know I hear wonderful things about Bloomingdale's executive training program.
Oh, my God. Well, you're giving this comedy thing your best shot. Yeah, you had some good observations, but it's over. Now, this Bloomingdale thing, that could be the next wave.
Excuse me, pound of Arabian Mocha Java, please.
So you understand how my Peterman stock options are going to work?
Go to the bathroom.
Very interesting.
Yeah, when it's your money, it's fascinating.
Arabian Mocha Java?
I got it.
That Arabian is strong coffee.
It's PLO blend. Oh, I got your coffee.
Oh, yes, let me...
Nah, it's on me. Oh, man. Okay, listen, guys, I'm going to be late. I'll see you, okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
You see what just happened here?
What?
You treated me to the Arabian Mocha Java.
And you misinterpret this how?
She's sticking it to me that she makes more money than me.
I'm sure she was just being nice, buying you the coffee.
No, not nice. She's sticking it to me.
You're crazy.
Sticking it to me, Jerry.
George!
Sticking it!
So you're buying the car back for your parents?
I'm flying down to Florida tomorrow.
Your parents will never let you do it.
They lied to me about selling the car. I'll lie to them about buying it back. They think they can dump $6,000 on me. Think again.
What kind of money do you think your parents have?
Excuse me?
I bet they have more money than mine.
Come on, your parents have money.
You think?
When did they ever spend any money?
Never.
What are their living expenses?
Nothing.
Where do they ever go on vacation?
Nowhere. How much money do you think they have?
$200,000.
You're saying I stand to inherit $300,000? Is that what you're saying?
Of course, you may not see it for 20 years.
20 years, that long.
Does your father still eat bacon and eggs every day?
Fortunately, yes.
How's your family history?
I have an aunt that died at 7.
Really?
Aunt Baby.
Elaine, you got a moment?
Yeah, Kramer, come on in.
I need to speak to you about some lady problems.
Okay.
You know, after I have sex with Emily, I don't want her in the bed anymore. Yeah, because she's throwing off my whole sleep. She's got the Jimmy legs.
Jimmy leg?
Jimmy leg. So, maybe I should just be honest with her, huh?
Tell her after sex? You just want her out of there?
Well, I'd say it nicely.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, I really like this girl. And I think that if I could just work out this one thing...
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, Kramer. You might be more than just a couple of tweaks away from a healthy relationship.
Well, you're not exactly zeroing in yourself, lady.
All right, get out. Get out!
So listen, I've got to go down to Atlantic City. I'm performing at Bally's.
You just heard about this today?
They had a cancellation and they instantly called me.
Who canceled?
Carrot Top. I told you, my career's fine.
I've been thinking about the family. Tell me about Aunt Baby.
She's deceased.
Yeah. Why did she die so young?
She had problems. Internal.
Is that common in our family?
Well, your Uncle Mo, he died a young man.
Also internal problems.
It's their temper on their side. They're yelling and yelling, and then one day, they're all gone.
What about your side? Your cousin Henny. She was sickly from the moment I met her.
Don't you talk about Henny!
I guess you two were the lucky ones.
So far.
Frank, if Aunt Baby were alive today, how old would she be?
She'd never make it.
So let me get this straight. You enjoy the lovemaking.
Shh, shh. Yeah.
Well, do you?
Oh, yeah. Like strawberry pie.
Okay, but you have a problem sharing a bed with me.
I know it's not what the ladies like, but without some solid sack time, I'm a zombie. Oh, come on, man. Meet me halfway.
You're not easy, Kramer.
I know.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure of this unannounced visit?
I want to buy back the Cadillac.
You want to buy it back? Why? You got drugs hidden in the trunk? I'm kidding.
All right, I'll give you $9,000 for it.
$9,000 for a Cadillac? It's got no miles on it.
You bought it for $6,000.
You're not me.
How much do you want for it?
The Kelley Blue Book value, $22,000.
$14,000.
Done. But I get to drive it tomorrow because Doris wants to go to Naples. Here's that. Still works.
Hey, where's Jerry?
He's performing at Bally's in Atlantic City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I need his shoe shine kit. He always hides it from me. Yeah, Bally's. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's room, please.
You know that number?
I used to have a problem. Well, what do you mean he's not registered? Well, S-E-I-N-V...
F. F-E-L-D.
F-E-L-D. Well, I think you're wrong. All right, you have a lucky day, too.
He's not there?
No, they never heard of him.
To take us all out to dinner, George.
Well, as much as I enjoy all the good-natured ribbing, nothing really makes me happier than spending money on the people I care about.
Where's Jerry?
Oh, he'll be here. By the way, Elaine, thank you for laying out for the Arabian Mocha Java.
George, you didn't have to do this. I'm president of a big company. I can afford to buy you coffee.
President?
Yeah.
Hey, look, he's back!
Hey.
I got your message, so I came straight from Atlantic City.
Jerry Kramer called Bally's. You weren't registered.
Well, I can't stay under my own name. I was registered under Slappy White.
Mom! Dad!
Oh, look who's here. Hello, Seinfeld.
What are you doing here?
We're having an upscale dinner.
What?
Well, after talking to you, we realize we may not have much time left.
So, we're blowing it all. Look, George, it's a Pierre Cardin!
That was all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you.
I had a little mishap with the car. I'm down here in Alligator Alley. You better get down here.
All right.
Who was that? That was the Golden Nugget. Also in Atlantic City. They heard such good things about my show at Bally's, they want me for tonight. So I'll have to repack and go.
That didn't sound like the Golden Nugget.
I'm worried. What happens if we have to support Jerry?
I have to go back to work.
Where would you work?
Maybe I should talk to Elaine.
Well, Mr. Seinfeld, I'm not sure I understand why you want a job here.
What's not to understand?
Well, for one thing, you live in Florida.
I'm very comfortable working out of the house. I have a phone. We have a Kinko's nearby. You know, I think that my resume speaks for itself.
Where is your resume?
I don't have it. I'll mail you one.
All right, Mr. Seinfeld, what kind of a position did you have in mind?
You sell clothes here, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I sold raincoats in the Garment Center for 38 years. In 1949...
All right. You come in tomorrow. We'll find something for you to do.
You won't regret this, Miss Bennis. What time should I be in? I get up at 4. I could be here as early as 4:25.
Oh, Elaine. This dry air is curing me like a Black Forest ham.
Mr. Peterman. Back.
Who's Mr. Fancy?
I was thinking maybe I should spend the night.
Oh, that's sweet, but actually, I think I'd prefer it if you left.
What?
You were completely right. I sleep so much better when I'm alone. And you scream in your sleep.
I do? There was a man, he was trying to get into my apartment last night. He was jiggling the doorknob for 25 minutes.
Come on, it was probably the wind.
No, it was a fearless cat burglar. Now listen, you gotta let me sleep here. I'll stay over here on my side and I'll stuff a sock in my mouth. Because I don't want to sleep alone.
Well, I do.
What took you so long?
I live in New York. What the hell happened?
This thing is a behemoth.
What did you do?
I was making a simple lane change. I put on the blinker and it took off on me. And next thing you know, I was submerged. I'm telling you, Jerry, I'm very lucky that those Crocs didn't get me.
You are such an idiot. Well, we got to get the car cleaned up for my parents.
Do whatever you want. It's your car.
My car? You drove it into the swamp.
It drove itself into the swamp. Son, I think I lost my pen, too.
You know, that almost makes this all worthwhile.
Why is there a Cadillac parked in front of the house?
That's your mother's new car.
You bought that?
It's a Coupe de l'Elegance.
Your father wanted a Mercedes, but I won't ride in a German car.
Morning. Oh, boy.
What the hell is going on here?
I had some trouble at my place, so I need a little company at night to sleep.
George, your mother and I and Kramer have been talking.
Oh, God.
George, your parents can't blow through their savings in this community. It's low rent. Now, we feel that Florida is really the place where they should be.
You can drop a grand in Disney World like that.
Wait a minute. You thinking of moving to Florida again?
Well, it's either that or we stay here near you and just sit on the money. What do you think we should do, Georgie?
So, anyway, effective immediately, Miss Bennis will return to her old position at her original salary, and I, of course, will return to mine. Kudos, Elaine, on a job. Done.
options?
I think not. Now down to business. I have had this vision of a diaphanous rum runner scarf.
Well, we can fly some fabric in from our silk factories for about $1,000 a bolt.
$1,000? I know a couple of Chinamen over there on 43rd Street. They'll do it for half that.
It's Asian Americans.
What?
Who are you?
Don't worry.
Morty Seinfeld. I cut velvet for 40 years with Harry Alper.
Okay, Mr. Seinfeld, this is not...
Elaine, did you hire this man?
No, no. Well, I mean, you know, he's more like an intern, you know, at best. So if your parents move to Florida, you're poor.
But happy.
Obviously. And if they stay, you're rich, but...
Obviously.
It's quite a dilemma. You know, I have a bit of a dilemma of my own.
No. We're staying on me. We haven't solved anything yet.
All right, this is easy. Let them go. So now listen.
What do you mean, let them go? They're spending all my money.
All right, well, then they stay.
Could you put a little thought into this? Jerry's gone. You could humor me. He humors me.
Speaking of Jerry, his father is driving me so crazy down at Peterman's.
You know what I do with the Yankees when one of these old guys is breathing down my neck?
What?
You schedule a late meeting.
Huh? What does that do?
These old guys, they're up at 4 a.m. By 2:30, they're wiped. How did we get back onto you? You know, I got nothing out of this.
Hey, Frank. You got two beds in here.
That's right. That's me on the left.
So you sleep in separate beds?
30 years ago, we came to an agreement. It was the only way I could get some rest.
Really?
Stell's got the Jimmy arms.
You can get that in your arms?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Jerry, it's getting late. You have cleaned up the car. You made all your phone calls. Why are you still here?
Well, I maxed out my credit cards, and I don't have enough cash for a hotel room. So...
You are thinking of staying here?
Well...
You got some nerve. I almost break my neck in that death trap of yours, and now you ask me for a favor?
You didn't like the crack about the pen.
I did not.
Well, I've given this a lot of thought, and I've got to say... As much as I'd like to see the two of you living it up in a warm, tropical setting, I would just miss you too much. So I've decided I want you to stay.
It's too late. We bought a condo at Del Boca Vista. We're leaving tonight.
You said it was my call.
We were just being nice. Cosmo. Are you sure you're going to be all right here alone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got Emily coming over tonight.
You let him have a woman over?
He's not family. It's different psychologically.
And so I made an explosive out of chickpeas. And I stopped that Greg Rhino right in his tracks.
Now, it's getting kind of late. Why don't we...
Mr. Peterman, that can't have been the only time that you face moral danger.
Funny you should ask, Elaine.
Look, if we're going to stay here until all hours of the night, can we at least get some food here?
It's only 5:15. So later on that same day, I developed a great hankering for some wild honey.
Okay, I'm done. I'll be back in the morning when he's close to finish with the story.
Morty, my stories are what sell these clothes.
Cheap fabric and dim lighting. That's how you move merchandise.
You're out.
Ah. I never knew what the hell I was peddling with those stupid cartoons in that paper book anyway.
Why let me talk me into that corned beef at Snitzer's?
No one held the gun to your head.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we're eating dinner at the Feinerman's tomorrow night.
Now, why do I have to go? They're your friends.
You like them.
I've had it with them.
Then we won't go.
Okay, okay. What time?
8:30.
That was all right.
In today's market was the stock of retailer J. Peterman, whose founder's surprise return generated a rise of 12.5 points.
Mm. That means if you still had those stock options.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
What are you, sticking it to me?
What?
I think you're sticking it to me.
Oh, I heard George is just being sympathetic.
Sticking it!
You're not alone. I'm practically broke.
Really?
No. But I did blow over $20,000 on that Cadillac.
Delicious.
Well, you seem happy.
And the folks are 1,200 miles away. I'm basking in the buffer zone. Not a piece of pie here.
So, have you heard Sean to see the Cadillac?
Actually, I haven't heard from him yet.
Hmm. When are we going to tell Jerry?
I don't want to worry him. Well, tell him next time we go up.
He thought he could buy back that Cadillac for us? He's not getting away with that.
Besides, that condo was too much house.
How many times can you check the car?
I saw a bum sleeping in a Cadillac the other day.
Why would someone break into a car to take a nap?
They don't nap. They make it their home. They urinate in there.
You're driving me crazy.
That's it. We're going back to Queens. Where's my hat?
No!